My guest tonight is the chair of the National Council of Women's Organizations and has been leading the fight to admit women to Augusta National Golf Club. Please welcome Martha Burke. Martha! Hello, hello, Martha.
Hey.
May I ask you a question? Why do you want to be in the Augusta National? They seem like a bunch of what's the word I'm looking for? Dicks. Why would you want to be in the club?
And old ones at that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I just very quickly. I call them dicks. Nothing. She calls them old. Boo. why do you
actually
pick this fight?
Actually, I'm personally not trying to get in the club.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But since many of these very distinguished individuals mm-hmm. are also CEOs of America's largest corporations, your GEs, your Motorolas, your Exxons.
I'm not familiar with those.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We think that it's more like about power than golf. So we think women ought to be able to be a part of that.
In the club, or can they play golf there?
They can play golf there, and I think they can clean the locker rooms, too, but can't get in as equals in the club.
Two out of three.
Right.
Do you think it's for a civil rights movement to have it to the point where your mission is to get someone into a golf club? Wouldn't you say that's been a successful civil rights mission?
I'd say overall, yeah. Right. I mean, 12 years ago, the issue was race. There was a club down in Alabama mm-hmm. said, we don't keep anybody out except for blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal down there.
Oh, was
there.
That the White
Shoal
Man's
Creek.
Club?
White Man's Club.
Oh, that's a golf club?
Golf club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a dozen years.
But what is it with these golf clubs?
So they let half the blacks in, the male half.
Okay.
And we'd like to see women have uh-huh. those same status.
Should there be any separation? Should women have clubs that men shouldn't get into? Should men have clubs that
not
women shouldn't
like
get into?
Not like this one. You know, world-class golf event. This is really a for-profit corporation. It's not really a club. They didn't tell you that, did they?
Masters? They didn't tell me anything. I really find it very
Augusta
boring.
It's Augusta National.
Honestly, it's... I was wondering, when you go to protest a golf tournament, do you have to do this? We're here. We're on the 18th green. Yeah. We're queer. Get used to it. You know, that sort of thing. Like,
we say, there's a CEO of J.P. Morgan.
Right, exactly. Yes. You got to keep it quiet. Are they going to let you protest near there?
Oh, no. No, they got us way off in what we call in the pits. It's 12 feet below the grade of the road. It's out of sight of the club. Folks there are keeping your free speech rights under control.
I think that's called a ditch. You're under the road?
What I understand, it's so far away, I haven't even seen it. I went down there to scout out suitable locations. And this one, for the protest, mm-hmm. and this one was so far away, wasn't even on my radar screen, so I don't know for sure.
Now, are you concerned about the backlash? You know, we've seen Natalie Maines came out against Augusta, and she did very poorly with that. Janine Garofalo. A lot of big names have come out against this golf club and really have gotten a lot of hits in the press.
Well, but you know, the KKK has come out for them.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they come out for things anymore? I didn't realize that.
They came out for the club.
That's kind of exciting.
And I quote, they said, this equal rights stuff has gone too far. We support the club. Keep these women out. So,
mm-hmm.
I think when the KKK comes out on your side, you've officially lost the argument. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I imagine that it doesn't go well. Now, the guy who runs it... the guy who runs his name is Hootie?
I believe that's right.
Now, that seems, if I may say so, that seems insane. Now, is he six?
He's 71.
And his name's Hootie?
Yeah.
That's crazy! And he's in charge of this joint?
He's in charge, buddy, and he's pushing your Jeffrey Amelts around, you know?
This who?
Jeffrey... You don't see enough corporate stuff.
Yeah, I don't see any corporate
Jeffrey
stuff.
Jeffrey Melt, he's head of the General Electric, and got his lip zipped over this because Hootie's keeping him quiet. He's
Hootie controls that. He's pulling all the strings.
Listen,
do you think he's going to be called in to run Iraq?
Bill Gates is a member.
Bill Gates is a member
Gates
of Augusta?
Bill Gates is a member, and Bill's keeping quiet, too, because they don't want to cross Hootie.
Here's the only thing, they don't want to cross Hootie? You don't want him on your patootie. The only thing I can't, is it, because this is about just getting into a golf club, is it surprising to you that it's taken on this national prominence? Because it really does seem like an issue that in real terms doesn't bear almost the weight of your time in some respects.
Gotcha. Well, we don't always get to pick our battles. I wrote Hootie a private letter thinking this would be a small thing.
I snap mailed Hootie. You know, Hootie's on my buddy list.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't expect it to get this big, but you got to remember, it's golf, it's sports, it's power, it's men, it's money. And all those things together make for a volatile mix. So that's how come it's gotten to be so big. But just let me ask you this. If you're the CEO of Bank of America and you're a member of this club, and he is, what makes you think you wouldn't tolerate a pay gap, a little pay gap in your company? What about a little glass ceiling? Think it's there? Well, if the CEO is a member of a club that'll keep you out as a customer, at half the customers, I'd say women ought to worry about that work there.
Now, the only thing about that is I'm not sure that I would make the leap from somebody who does, because a golf club is a traditionally male bastion in the same way like a cigar-smoking club is.
Well,
I'm not so. Is there really a correlation there?
If it was a few guys on the back nine instead of Augusta National Incorporated producing a $12 million sporting event, I might agree with you. But
in other words, you don't want to get women into clubs.
That's
only
right.
The good ones.
That's right. This is not your Friday night poker group.
I gotcha. All right. Well, if you get in, see what you can do for Jews. All right. Not really. No, I don't want to play anyway, really.
They have one.
We have one?
They have one.
You're kidding. What's it called?
No. It's Sandy Weill, Citigroup. He's a member.
They have one.
They have one.
That's what Jews always love to hear. Oh, they got one. He does the catering. He's a nice man.
Right.
Martha Burke, everybody. Good luck to you. Have fun down.